Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. We'll get into Jake's journal in a moment. Then we got some Disneyland tickets to give you, as well as my chem this Sunday, Dodger Stadium. Get ready for that. Place your bets for the math off, which will be starting soon. You know, we were thinking who in the K-Rock world could speak about the death of Hulk Hogan. And we realized that Billy Corgan is a wrestler. Is a real fan of wrestling.
Yeah. He really is. He's a huge fan of Ozzy Osbourne and wrestling.
And wrestling. And so, sorry to do this to you again, Billy, but any thoughts on the passing of Hulk Hogan moments ago?
Well, you know, I was around him, and obviously people were paying a lot of attention to the shape that he was in. He was obviously not at 100%, but...
Thank you. Thank you for sharing those thoughts with us.
This is really amazing.
Sorry.
I really could join us.
We have to just keep going back to Billy Corgan for...
That's right, brother.
Aw, A18 said, my brother and I used to make tank tops out of plastic grocery bags and then put them on and rip them off.
Oh, that's great. Style.
That's I get it. This is why, Allie, I know you're going to get all political and say he was a trash person later in life, and that's fine. But I think that you talk about symbols of people's childhood.
Of course. I'm not negating the childhood connection that a lot of people have with him. I just have a lot of problems with the type of person he was publicly.
Yeah, that's fine. But as if you can go back to the innocence of childhood, at least
you could just take all that problematic stuff and throw it out the window.
He was like synonymous with America,
right? He was like
he was very America.
He was, you know, the Rocky. I mean, it's just there's a million things you could love about Hulk Hogan over the years. So, R.I.P. Hulk Hogan.
323, please call Billy Corgan again.
We're not going to call him again. I refuse.
2 days in a row. 805 said, "Yay, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man are together again."
All right. Well, beautiful. All right, Jake, I know you've got a lot of thoughts, and you write them down in your little journal, and occasionally we let you share those thoughts on the radio, and it's time for us to take another deep dive into what's been going on in Jake's life. Emotional ups and downs, single, dating, dumped, ghosted. It's time to look into Jake's journal. Here we go.
Today was a very stressful day at the station. Not only have I recently gotten a major increase in my workload, but today, for the first time in a long time, my dog Kibby got sick. She started getting super antsy, fidgety, and wouldn't settle. She got down from my lap and just started pacing the nerd hole and acted like she was trying to hide, which she does when she's been sick in the past. I put down a pee pad and hoped she would use that, but she just hid under the desk and kept looking at me. I picked her up and she started fidgeting again. It was a lot to deal with since we were live on air and I already had a lot to deal with. I finally found a spot where I had a sec to take her out. She paced around away to let me know she had to poop, because I know my dog, I know the poop walk. But she just wouldn't go. And finally, after about 10 minutes, she went, I picked her up, and I hurried back to the studio. She was good for about another 10 minutes before she started doing it again, and I was already worried before, but now I'm super worried. The show ended, I took her out again, and again, same thing. Poop pacing, then finally another poop, scooped it up, and brought her back to the studio. And after that, she was good for a couple hours.
Jesus.
Okay. But I was a wreck.
Glad I'm dead, brother.
I love her more than anything. And in a world, I love her more than anything in the world, and I hate when she's not feeling good. It made me think again about being glad I don't have kids. If I'm this oversensitive about a dog, God knows what I'd be like if I had a kid.
Yeah.
They say you get more attached to a kid than a dog, so that might be true. But also, kids can be absolute assholes.
Yeah.
And my dog is an angel.
Yeah.
And kids make you reprioritize your life. And that sucks. I want to do the stuff I want to do. And dog does what you want to do, and that's dope. I like being able to spend my money on comic books over diapers. And really the worst part about having Kibby is that she's a Chihuahua Dachshund mix, which are the two hardest breeds to spell. Good luck getting both those right in a text. It's impossible. Sounding it out doesn't do any good either. Chihuahua. That's not how it's spelled. I gotta remember Chihau-how. And hope autocorrect does the rest.
Right.
And Dachshund? You should see how it's spelled in this journal. very wrong as how. I think the only letters I got right are the first and the last. And those are the same letter. Anyways, good night, Journal. I love you.
Very good,
took us a while to get there, but we finally got there.
I was like, and then what? My God.
What a journey. Man. All right. Well,
so she wasn't actually sick?
She was acting super weird, like I said, after that second time, which has never happened right. before. She's been good since.
Okay.
No one will know what Jake's dog is breed-wise, but still a beautiful story nonetheless.
Wow.
All right. On that,
it is impossible to spell both of those
impossible.
Breeds. Chihuahua.
Yeah, you can't even do it.
Doc soon.
We got to take a break, refocus.
As always.
When we get back, though, the competition that the world needs now more than ever. The math off. It may sound boring. It may sound boring in title alone, but understand that whenever we talk about the most basic stuff, like we have five pairs of tickets and we've given three away, how many do we have left? You should see the heads explode in the back office. And so we've got three questions that will determine who is truly the only person that should be monitoring our ticket count in the back, and that is either going to be Vanessa or Postmaster Johnny. Vanessa is very nervous about this math off. She doesn't want to do
it. Well, she doesn't think it's interesting, and she thinks everybody counts with their fingers, and she just thinks she's one of everybody.
Vanessa, how many MyChem tickets do we have left?
26.
Pairs?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to give a bunch of those away after this quick break, and when we do that, the math off can officially begin. Postmaster Johnny, Vanessa, used to work at NASA. No joke.
Oh, my gosh.
And Chuck E. Cheese. And a mall kiosk.
The only person I know that worked at a mall kiosk, wore the rat costume at Chuck E. Cheese, and worked for NASA.
What an employment history.
And will she be able to figure out basic math? When we get back, do not miss it. The math off is next.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.